the only solution to what will preserve us as a species is a smart solution, new knowledge, and then the will to apply it. But Cornell is, I like to think Cornell is absolutely uniquely placed to take the lead in this, if it so chooses. It's a private university, so it can please itself as to what it does. It doesn't have the constraint of having a state-designated responsibility. And yet it's the land-grant university of the greatest state in the nation, the state of New York. And you think about the colleges we have, medicine, veterinary medicine, human ecology, agriculture, life sciences, arts and sciences, architecture, all these, I mean, just extraordinary close links with the problems we're facing in designing smart buildings, in coping with the world's growing problems of hunger, with epidemics where people still die of malaria and malnutrition. Cornell, if it chose, could really be front and center in addressing these issues, partly in research, partly in the land-grant role of actually doing and not just talking about it. You think of the land-grant agents that we have and expanding that to a global level, and partly in educating students to think in these terms. So I think education is really key to getting a sustainable future, and that's partly research, it's partly teaching. It's teaching that goes back to grade school level, because we're not going to have a shot at this unless we can educate people to think in global terms.